Hi, I'm Britt. This is me before I received the Moderna vaccine. Some of you might recognize me from my Instagram post where I started sticking metal objects to myself and thought it was funny. Until May 22nd.
May 22, 2021.
911, do you need police, fire, medical?
Hi, I think I need an ambulance.
Okay, and what's the address of your emergency? What's going on?
I feel like I can't breathe and I'm passing out.
All right.
I can't stop throwing up. And
okay. What is
straight.
Your phone number?
Body's going numb.
All right. Stay on the line. I'm going to get you to fire rescue, okay?
My entire life changed within a matter of minutes. It wasn't just about sticking metal objects on my skin anymore, thinking it was funny. I ended up in the hospital for 18 days, three separate times, 17 doctors, numerous tests. I was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré, pericarditis, POTS syndrome, gastroparesis, meningitis, and many more complications, all as a result of the Moderna vaccines. I'm in so much pain today. I've been crying nonstop. I didn't realize that this condition comes with random pain. I'm sure a lot of you saw my daily post and my blogs on Instagram. I was showing all of you what was happening to me. Most were kind, but I was attacked, belittled, ridiculed, threatened. The hospital brought security into my room to threaten me about posting. I didn't know what was happening to my body. I wanted answers just as much as you did. I was confused and in pain and hurting. The doctors at the hospital treated me with such disrespect and disregard and didn't call the neuro team until the fifth day on my third stay. 1,500 pages of medical records, and the only doctor willing to admit that it was from the Moderna was the neurologist who finally came in and recognized me.
The head nurse just walked in and said, "You're the one that just got diagnosed with Guillain-Barré, how do you say it, from the Moderna shot, right?"
He demanded that she report my injury to the VAERS system and the CDC.
Finally, I was heard. And we will all be heard.
After being treated with the IVIG to stop the progression of the Guillain-Barré, I was set free and allowed to go home, although I had no idea what the road ahead of me looked like, and I was absolutely terrified. Some of you may not know how bad it actually got. I couldn't walk at a certain point, and had paralysis from the waist down, had to learn to walk again. I've been put on so many different medications, and none of the doctors talk to each other. So I decided for myself that enough was enough, and I turned to an integrative medicine doctor in Tampa. I've been receiving weekly IVs, light therapy sessions daily. Meanwhile, I was receiving a lot of support on Instagram, but also a lot of hate, and it was absolutely terrifying, the things people were saying to me and about me, influencers who people look up to. Instagram themselves was saying I was a fake. Dismissing and blacking out videos of my own body and things that were really happening to me that I recorded myself. People like me are real, and there are a lot of us, and we just want to be heard.